Yep, we're good, Jesse.
I call this Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals meeting to order at 7:38 on January 22nd, 2025. The first order of business is the approval of minutes from the prior meeting on December 18th, 2024. And they're all in favor?
Aye.
No opposition seeing the motion to approve the next entire meeting is approved. Thank you very much for once again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
No, a lot of time. Okay. The next order of business is we have three applications from the Congregation Rabbinical Institute of Partico. And within that we have, I guess, two omnibus motions, or one is the EAF Part 2 and Part 3, and then the second part is either the approval or denial of the three applications itself. Do we need a motion to go into the EAF?
Let me step through the the EAF Part 2, the Part 3, and the resolution, and then we can, it'll just, the procedural will be clear.
Absolutely.
So, as you know, previously, the beginning of the application, we had passed some resolutions that made clear that we were going to segment your review. Your review was confined to the issue of accreditation, and you were, if the application were to be granted, the applicant's application, basically seeking an exemption from the accreditation requirement, were to be granted, then it would proceed. It was contemplated that it would proceed to the Village Board and to the Village Planning Board for review under their site plan and special permit criteria, and that they would conduct a full environmental review of the environmental impacts of the project as a whole. So you were, and if it were denied, then there'd be nothing to, there'd be no environmental impacts. So you segmented that review, and you could find your environmental review just to that issue, that legal issue of the accreditation versus non-accreditation. And I think in one of your, in the initial CECRA resolution that had typed it and had gone into the segmentation, the board found that that determination, that segmented issue, was akin to a type 2 action because it's like a an interpretation. It's almost the same as an interpretation based upon what the applicant was arguing. So what you have before you now is an EAF Part 2 that's geared towards that issue, being just the segmented issue. And the prepared is a separate Part 2 for each of the three applications. They're identical. They just have a different name for the action that's being taken in the top right corner. But so the EF Part 2, there's three of them, but they're all identical. You've had those before. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the EF Part 2s?
Yeah.
Okay. So in addition to that, into the Part 2s, also that's been circulated before you prepared is in the AF Part 3, which based upon the Part 2 and based upon that limited segmented review, concludes, I'm going to summarize, but it concludes that that a negative declaration should issue based upon that confined segmented review. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at that Part 3?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions about the Part 2 or the Part 3 for any of the, I mean, again, the Part 3s are also identical between the three applications, the use variance and then the appeal for the special permit and the site plan denials. Anybody have any questions about the Part 2 or the Part 3? Or any, further comments other than what's contained in the documents?
No.
Okay. So also before you is a prepared resolution that you've all should have had a chance to take a look at. That prepared resolution is it steps through the history of the CEQA review and the review here, and it approves the part two, and it approves the part three, and issues the neg deck. And there's three separate resolutions. Again, they're all identical. It just each one is a resolution that, you know, one's for the use variance, one's for the appeal from the site plan denial, and one's from the appeal of the special permit denial. All the resolutions do the same thing. They approve the part two, they approve the part three, and issue a neg deck based upon the findings in all those documents. Anybody have any questions about the resolution that's before you, the resolutions, the three resolutions? Okay. Is anybody, I mean, if you're all in approval, if you all approve of them, then, you know, it would be appropriate to, you could probably undertake one motion to approve all three secret resolutions. It might be cleaner if we just do one at a time.
Sure.
Right? So what we could do is, you know, first entertain a motion to approve the secret resolution adopting the EF parts 2 and 3 and issuing a negative declaration on the use variance based upon the resolution that's before you. Is there a motion? Anybody want to make a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Seeing no opposition, the motion passes to approve the resolution as written.
Okay, and then likewise, there's the resolution before you that is the identical resolution, but it, as it relates to the appeal of the site plan denial. It's a resolution adopting the EEF parts 2 and 3 and issuing a neg deck on that appeal of the site plan denial. Is there a motion to approve that resolution as written?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing no opposition, the motion passes to approve as written.
Okay, and then last on CEQA, there's the identical resolution in relation to the appeal on the special permit denial. That's a resolution that's before you, adopting the EF parts 2 and 3, issuing the negative deck on that application. Is there a motion to approve that that resolution as written?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing no opposition, the motion passes.
Okay, so now CEQA is complete, and you're free to consider the application and approval or denial. As the board knows, at the last meeting, you all directed me to prepare two separate resolutions, one in favor of an approval of the relief sought and one in favor of a denial of the relief sought. I had prepared those resolutions and I circulated them to you, and first, you know, have you all had a chance to review them? Have you had an opportunity to review them? Have you done so?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about anything about the drafting, either the approval or the denial or both? Any questions for me?
I have to say they were extremely thorough and laid it out the way we had discussed it.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm sure, and that went for both, I'm sure.
Yes.
So thank you for that. I did my best. And now it's just up for discussion. If any of the four of you would like to discuss, you know, are you in favor of the resolution of approval? Are you in favor of the resolution of denial? Are you looking for edits on either in order to approve one or the other? You know, so the floor is each of yours. Yeah.
Very inclusive.
Right. I think I will agree with everyone else that both of the resolutions reflect the discussions that were had and the way that the in the top layer.
Well, how do you all feel about each member maybe talk about whether you're in favor of the resolution of approval, or are you in favor of the resolution of denial?
No.
I'm in favor of denial based on the fact that the applicant has not set forth any reasons to do otherwise as set forth in the resolution.
And for you, I think I feel the same way about the denial. And I think the resolution is out, which it was thinking on what we've heard in front of us.
So it sounds like, if I heard correctly, that all four members are in favor of the resolution of denial?
Yes.
Yep.
Right? If that's the case, go ahead, Luca.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. So if that's the case, then it would be appropriate to undertake a motion or to entertain a motion to pass or to approve the resolution denying the relief sought, that resolution.
We have a motion to adopt the motion, the resolution of denial.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seeing no opposition, the motion to deny is approved.
Just for a point of clarification, these three applications, I assume that vote was for all three. I think it should be stated on the record.
That's a fair point, Mr. Churgin, but the resolution, because you don't have you don't have the resolution before you.
Right, I don't.
The resolution is a resolution denying all three.
Okay.
It's one omnibus motion, and it makes very clear that all three are denied in its title and in its wherefore clauses, and its, not the wherefore, the, I'm sorry, the therefore clauses at the end.
Want me to read it into the record?
Yeah.
Sure. You could read the, like the now therefore.
Now therefore. Just so it's clear. Now therefore, for all of the foregoing reasons, one, the application for a use variance is hereby denied. Two, the appeal of the building inspector's determination in regard to the special permit application is hereby denied, and the determination of the building inspector is affirmed. Three, the appeal of the building inspector's determination in regard to the site plan application is hereby denied, and the determination of the building inspector is affirmed.
Okay, so that there was a motion, a second, and all in favor. It was unanimous.
Unanimous.
Okay.
So that was with respect to the accreditation element. We had filed two use variance applications. The other use variance application was for adult student housing, and you haven't done anything with respect to that. The village is taking the position, I don't think I'm paraphrasing, but that the accreditation was a threshold issue. So am I to take it that the adult student housing, with that use variance is also being denied?
The board embedded within the resolution is a finding consistent with the discussion at the first day of the hearing. I think you and I had a disagreement, but it was on the on the record that the building inspector didn't reach that, and the board doesn't feel like it has jurisdiction over that. But overall, it's denied and without jurisdiction, and it's denied.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, seeing that, I think that is all of the business. We don't have agenda, that's right, there's no other new applications before us.
No, there isn't anything new.
Do we have anything pending that's come through?
No, actually, nobody has been ready to fully submit.
As of now, that means there's not going to be any February meeting?
Yes, but we have nothing for February.
Okay.
Correct.
So what would be the potential date for March? Just so we have that.
Yep, I will check here. Yes. March 19th, if somebody submits something.
March 19th. Okay, great.
Are we now doing meetings on the 3rd?
Yes, the 3rd.
We've been doing it on the 4th.
So, so last year the board, it shouldn't have really been the same week, but I didn't want to just change everything right away, so I waited till this year to make the change, because they fall like one Monday, one Wednesday, and nobody else in the office except for me most days, so... Hopefully that'll be better.
Okay, so the next will be, if anything, March 19th.
Yes, correct.
Do we end the
hearing? Yeah, you could. Yeah, there's no hearing. If you could, adjourn the meeting. You could take a motion to adjourn.
Okay, second. All in favor, say aye.
All motion to adjourn. It was Kevin, right?
Yeah.
And seconded by. Bill. Just want to make sure. Okay.
And all in favor. I adjourn this meeting at 7:54.
Dave, can I get a copy of the resolution?
Yeah.